Hi, I'm Andrew Connell, and welcome to the Partner-Centered SDK Developer Training. This is a module on working with support requests. So what are we going to talk about? I'm first going to do an overview on what support requests are all about, and then we'll talk about two different scenarios. One is getting, querying, and filtering support requests, and the next is going to be creating support requests. So let's dive into support requests in the Partner-Centered SDK. So partners have delegated admin permissions to their customer accounts. This is going to enable users of the partner to directly view the health status and interact with service requests. So when I say you can view the health status, you'll be able to do things like look at the health status for the customer's Office 365 tenant, and you'll also be able to look at the health status of Azure as well. You'll be able to get in and see those different status reports. You'll also be able to interact with the different service requests that the users that they ended up creating. There are two types of service requests. There are partner service requests, and there are customer service requests. So partner service requests are more about the partner submitting a service request to Microsoft about something related generally to the commerce activities or something related to Partner Center itself or with the APIs. It's not a place for you to create things like outage issues or performance issues that your customers are having. Those are support requests that the customers need to create on their own. That's a customer support request. But you can still see those support requests that the customers are creating and submitting to Microsoft. Each request has basic information about the specific request. So things like title and descriptions, there's timestamps, and then status and severities of the requests. A couple of the properties that you should take note of are things like the product ID and the name. If you can see the exact thing that the customer has created a support request for. There are also topics, and these are categories of different support questions. You can also see a collection of notes or add in a new note. And that's just essentially adding a comment to a particular support request. Now, the Partner Center SDK and the Managed API and REST API support the following scenarios for both partner and customer service requests. You can search, you can page, and you can filter search requests. You can get a specific one. You can create and update service requests, but only for partners. Again, partners can't create service requests for customers on their behalf. That's something that the customers have to create themselves. So some of the differences between the two. You're going to access the partner service requests from the partner operation object. So from the iPartner object, there's a service request collection, and that's going to enable you to do read and write operations on those service requests. Then to get to service requests for customers, you're going to get an instance of a customer, and you're going to look at the property called service request for him. That's only going to allow you in the Partner Center SDK, though, to simply read those service requests that are being created. Write operations to those different service requests that the customers create is going to be handled by each of the different products. For example, Office 365 and Azure, they have their own ways of managing service requests. So let's look at how we can actually get, query, and filter service requests. So with the Managed API, it's pretty straightforward. You're going to get an instance of the partner object, create a query object, execute the query by passing it to the partner object or the customer object, and then you're going to enumerate through all the different results. So let's take a look at what this looks like. So here I'm getting an instance of my partner object, and then I'm going to create a query object by going queryfactory.instance and building an index query for 25 items. Then I'm going to say partneroperations.servicerequest.query and pass in my query to get a collection of results. And then I'm going to have to use the enumerator collection on the partner object to then create a enumerator for those service requests, passing in those results. And then I'll be able to enumerate through all of those different results. So here you can see I'm just checking to see, is there a value on the enumerator? And then I can look at the total count and all the individual items that come back. I have a filtered query that I can also set up with the Managed API. So here I'm building an instance of an indexed query, and then I'm going to submit the query back. That indexed query, I can pass in different things like looking for particular items using the same query syntax that we've seen in previous modules. I can do the same stuff with the REST API. So the REST API, I'm going to go to the v1-service requests endpoint to get a list of all my different service requests. Let's see what the code for that looks like. So I'm going to the api.partnercenter.microsoft.com endpoint. I'm issuing an HTTP GET, and then I'm going to go to the /v1/service requests, and then I go to /my.org to look at all the service requests for my partner account. And here I'm just getting the top 25 items. I can also do paging and filtering. So here I'm checking for the status field to see if it's open, and then passing in the operator for equals. So I'm saying look for where the status equals open for all of my Partner Center service requests that I've submitted for as a partner. And here's what it looks like when I get the data back. So here I've got a collection of items that came back. Each service request has an ID. And then you can see I got the created date, last modified date, and then I have things like the status, the severity, the title, and then the primary contact for that service request. And there's additional data that we'll be able to get back as well. So let's take a look at the code for this. I'm going to switch over to my sample app, and I'm going to look at service requests. So let's first look at the get page partner service requests. So look at this one right here. So if I open this up and scroll down, you'll see here that I'm getting a reference to there's my partner object right there, and then I'm creating a query. So in this case here, I'm creating a query and issuing the query for whatever the page size of all the different items I want to get back. I'm then using that enumerators collection on the partner object to get an enumerator that I can walk through all the different service requests that came back. And then here I can just loop through all those different items, writing out each item right here using my write object helper by looking at the current item that I'm on. Okay. I can also get a specific request for a specific customer. And so here I'll say get customer service request. So if I open this guy up and scroll down, you'll see here that I'm getting a reference to, there's my customer ID, and scroll a bit farther down and we see, here we go. This is where I'm going to a specific customer, getting a customer on line 48, and then line 49, I'm getting a list of all of their service requests and writing them out. Now, another thing that I can do is I can get a list of all of these support topics related to a service request. So this is something that you would want to do when you want to create a new service request. There's a first choice. We've all seen this when you submit a comment back to another system, it says what kind of a comment are you submitting? So we have the same thing with Partner Center. We have these things called support topics. And so here to get a list of all the available support topics, I'm going to go to my partner object and then say service requests, support topics, and get. And you're going to use that when you want to create a new support topic. Okay, and I can also see the details of a particular service request. So if I scroll down here, we can see I'm going to get an instance of a specific service request for a partner. So there we go. We have partner operations, service requests, by ID, give it the specific ID, and then I can go get the individual service request that way and then see all the details on that one. So what about doing the same stuff with REST? So if I jump over here to my REST, my Fiddler trace that I have when I ran this stuff, you can see here I'm first getting a list of all my support topics. I'm just issuing an HTTP GET to v1/service request/support topics, passing in all the other normal headers, and we get back some JSON. So here is a list. Let's collapse this down, and we can look at all the different support topics. So here is a how-to for things I can do for how-to. Here's one for errors, and you can see here I'm getting these are coming back in a different language here because my culture, let's see if my locale is set here to DE-DE. So I have the name of it and then I have it written out in the description. So I can read the English version of the description here. So you can see there are issues related to errors or problems managing a subscription. You can see all these different topics. Then if I want to get all the service requests for my organization here, here's an HTTP GET that's doing that for me. So if I come over here and I look at all the different items that come back, I have two of them that are up. One is called the trial service request. And then I have another one here that is actually the same thing, another trial request. So I have two different ones that we've created for the same thing. And the primary contact for this one is just a test account. I also can look at some paging information. So here's where I'm saying I want to get only the top five, the first five items on the first page. So that's the same kind of paging stuff that we've seen before. Same collection that I get back, the one we just saw a moment ago. It's just limiting how many come back. And this last one that I can look at here, it would be easier if we go through and put this in the web forms view to parse out the query string. Here I'm getting the top three items, And in this case here, it's saying, give me the where the field status is equal to open. And here I'm able to, let's go back over here to the headers view. Here you can see I don't have any service requests that are listed as open. They've all been closed out. Okay. All right, so let's jump back to the slides. And let's now talk a little bit about creating service requests. So to create a service request using the managed API, you're first going to authenticate, and then you're going to get a reference to a specific topic. So you need to get a topic, you know, pick a topic for your service request. Then you're going to create a new service request object, and you're going to create it by using the iPartner object. So here I have the iPartner object that we've gotten an instance of. And I'm going to get a list of all the support topics. And I'm going to go figure out which one of those support topics I want to use for this particular request. Then I'm going to create the support request. So at the top there, we can see we're creating our support request. I'm specifying a title, a description, a severity. You see I have an enumeration that I can choose from. And then I have the topic ID that we got on the last, on the previous slide. Then to create the service request, I'm just going to go to the partner object, call service requests.create, and then pass in the service request and the locale that I want to specify. I can do the same thing with the REST API. So it's a lot of the same stuff we've seen before. I'm going to get first the support topic, then I'm going to go through and submit a request to create it by passing the service request, doing an HTTP post to the service request endpoint by passing in all the extra data. So let's take a look and see what this looks like in code. So I'm going to jump back to my sample app here, and I'm going to go to the create service request. If I scroll down here, we are first going to figure out what the support topic is that we want to use. So in this case here, I'm already going to specify what that is, and we're going to save from having to go figure out which one we want. So here's the part down here where if it's not specified, that's how I can actually go collect that information. Here, I'm going to be getting a reference to all the support topics. You see, I'm getting a list of all the support topics, and then the user is going to have to figure out which one they want. I'm simply going to come over here and prompt them in the console app to ask them which support topic you want. And so you have to specify which one you're looking for. A little bit farther down, I want to then create a service request. So here I'm creating a service request. Right, so there's my service request right there, title, description, severity, and support topic ID. And then I'm going to create an instance. I'm going to go create that actual service request by calling partneroperations.servicerequest.create and then pass in the actual service request and then also pass in the locale of the agent that I want to create this for. Okay, can do the same thing with the REST API. So let's jump out of full screen and let's come over and look at the REST API for creating a service request for a partner. So here we are down here. I'm first going to go create a new service request, and in this case, I'm creating it for DE-DE. So let's come down a little bit, and we'll take a look at what data I'm actually submitting here. So here's my raw request. You can see here I've got the HTTP post to the service request endpoint for my organization. There's some of my header information that I have at the top, and then I have a big JSON string. So if we look at the JSON string, what that's going to have in it is all the information about the service request. You can see here that some of these values are not set here, but they're still being passed across. Then down at the bottom, I've got the name of my service request and the support topic and the severity all set. This request right here, see, what this one's doing is this is actually making a change to an existing service request. So in this case, I have a service request. There's the ID number for it. I'm just saying v1/service requests. My org is for the partner. And then there's the ID for it. And then I'm issuing an HTTP patch. So I'm going to make a change to it. You can see in the raw results, on the raw request here, I do have a big JSON object. So if we take a look at what that is, we can see that it looks like we've created a new note here. So at that note, I've put in some text called sample note. What that's going to do is that when I submit that over to the Partner Center SDK, you see here in my notes collection, I now have a new note for sample note with a timestamp of when it was actually created. Okay? So let's jump back to the slides. And let's wrap up this module. So this is a module talking about service requests, how we go about creating service requests, how we can query for service requests, and how we can also see the support topics. We also talked at the beginning about the difference between partner-related service requests and customer service requests and how you can go about creating and querying each of these. So stay tuned for another module on the Partner Center SDK developer training.